The Hoax That Wasn't. On October 30th, 1938, between 8 and 9 p.m., people across the U.S. were glued to their radios, as they were every evening, to catch the latest news and listen to their favorite programs. One program, the Mercury Theater on the Air, began with a weather report. Partway through, an announcer cut in with a short statement that scientists had just observed strange, unexplained explosions on the planet Mars. The weather report continued and was followed by a piano concert. Suddenly, the concert was interrupted by an announcement that something had been seen falling from the sky and had crashed on a farm near New York City. As the concert continued, an announcer broke in again, introducing live coverage by a news reporter at the scene of the crash. Suddenly, the reporter called out, "Wait, something's happening!" And he described a horrifying scene as aliens from Mars attacked people with poison gas and fire. Additional reports confirmed thousands of deaths across the country as major cities were evacuated. And at 9, the show ended. The next morning, newspapers reported scenes of mass hysteria from the night before, including enormous traffic jams across the country as people fled their homes in terror. According to the reports, hospitals received numerous patients requiring treatment for shock, and the police were swamped with thousands of panicked phone calls from people asking what to do. The newspapers criticized the show and its creator for what many considered to be the greatest hoax of its time, terrifying more than 1 million listeners and causing widespread panic. The show's creator was Orson Welles, a 23-year-old actor and rising star at the beginning of his career. The Mercury Theater on the Air was known for its dramatic depictions of fictional works. And this time, the actor wanted to thrill the audience with a show based on the classic H.G. Wells science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds, bringing the novel to life as a radio play that would make the audience feel as if they were right there as the attack unfolded. Wells claimed he had never intended to fool anyone, but the show became an infamous example of the power of radio broadcasting to do just that. As a result, the experience persuaded the broadcasting industry to create tougher rules for radio, and subsequently TV, to prevent such an event from happening again. The show's reputation for causing mass hysteria lasted for decades. However, in the 21st century, further investigation has revealed that the stories of mass panic were greatly exaggerated. It turns out that the number of listeners was much smaller than many had believed. Most people had been listening to other shows. The program's radio scripts clearly indicated that, in addition to telling listeners what they were about to hear, Welles interrupted the play 4 times to remind them that it was just a piece of fiction. Furthermore, there was little evidence that anyone had been admitted to a hospital because of the broadcast. So where did the story of widespread terror and panic originate? Some claim that it was an attempt by print media to convince people of the dangers of radio. In fact, a CBS audience survey showed that most listeners understood that it was a prank and enjoyed the fun. And Welles went on to become one of the most celebrated movie directors of all time.